1, Rotherham 2, Halifax 0, Scarborough 2, Crewe 1, Scunthorpe 1, Tranmere 1, Torquay United 1, Peterborough 0. In the Scottish League Premier Division, scores we have Celtic 4, Hearts 2, Dundee 2, Aberdeen 0, Hamilton 0, Rangers 0, that's Glasgow Rangers 0, Hibernian 2, Motherwell 0, and St Mirren 0, Dundee United 1. There we are, that's the full classified check in the soccer. Rugby news at Lansdowne Road this afternoon. Ireland beat Italy by 31 points to 15. Italy scoring there in the last 5 minutes or so. So there we are, that's the sporting happenings this afternoon. The big race meeting was at Newbury. We'll give you some of the results a little bit later on. The time is 5 o'clock. There's 3 hours left of class radio. If you would like a dedication, if you'd like to talk to us on the radio, the lines are now flung open for you. 784-888, 784-151, or 784-309. That's 784-309, 784-151, or 784-888. The music you heard just before that, by the way, was Rondo Veneziano for the last time, and a piece of music that's brought a lot to people's hearts. And that, of course, was the love theme from Not Quite Jerusalem. Well, it's not quite over, but we have this one. Level 42 with It's Over on Class. That's level 42 there. It's nearly over for me. But John May is here at 6 o'clock, between 6 and 8. We've got the history of class radio coming up for you at 5.15. We'll be hitting on it again between 6 and 8, but we'll give it to you at 5.15 while it's quiet. It's going to be a little hectic here between 6 and 8. If you're not doing anything, drop down outside 59 Harcourt Street in Dublin. We'd love to see you, our listeners, for the last couple of hours. Now, on the telephone line of a lady who says she's very nervous. Hello. Who are we speaking to? Let's see now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Joan.
Joan, where are you phoning us from?
I'm Rohini.
Rohini, lovely to talk to you.
I'm one of the people who are really sad that you're going. I listen all the time to class, and you played MacArthur Park by Richard Harris for me over and over again. I used to pester you about it. I loved it. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do about Nell Allen. She made my Sunday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm really sad about her.
She'll probably return at some stage.
Oh, I do hope so.
Yeah.
Yes, and yourself, David, of course.
Well,
I'm really sad about class.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful, it's really great, and I hope you will all be back.
Have you been listening to class since the very beginning in 86?
Yes, my son found you for me.
Really?
I have a teenage son, and he came down one night and he said, I found a station for you, Mum. It's got everything that you like.
Right.
And I started listening then.
This was inevitable. What is happening was inevitable. It had to happen sooner or later.
Well, I don't know. I don't think. I mean, what am I going to listen to now?
Well, relax. Don't panic, as I say.
Oh,
because
I don't know. I'm panicking because there isn't an alternative.
I have somebody here who knows you very well. Speak.
Hello.
Nella Allen.
Oh, I know your voice. What am I going to do on Sunday morning?
Oh, hello. Who's this?
My name is Joan, and I'm a real fan.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed this afternoon because I've been listening to David?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've come in with my boa constrictor to strangle him.
Well, listen, good luck to you all.
Thank you very much, Joan.
The best of luck to you, and I hope you'll all be back. Your music was wonderful.
I think we might be, actually.
I hope so. I'll keep my fingers crossed and say a little prayer.
Joan, thank you very much.
And God bless.
God bless.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye. Can we have that? Let's have Yvonne in here. This is the master's wife. The master's wife. Yvonne, come in here.
Hi, David.
It's a very sad day for class, but it's a happy day in the sense that we are very hopeful of coming back.
Oh, indeed. We're doing everything possible to make that happen.
Yeah, well, you couldn't pick on a better PR man than your hubby.
Well, we're going to have a great night tonight.
We sure are. We sure are. All right. Keith Shannon, you're not to be kissing. Not in the studio, anyway. Not in the studio. All right, pour us out some of that there. 784-309, 784-151, or 784-888. You ring us on the station that has made easy listening what it is. about that Mozart?
Oh, well, you see, I knew the minute I'd come in and you'd play some really nice music.
You enjoy that?
I do. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. I took my feathers off. That's wonderful.
13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going into the class radio story very shortly.
Can we say hello
to class radio?
Paul Davidson, David. He wants to wish you well in Manchester. Oh, don't mention Manchester, because I'm going to weep my eyes out Monday night at the airport.
Ah, no.
I bought a new pair of dark glasses.
Really? So am I. There will be no tears.
There will be no tears
on class.
Not today. The champagnes do good.
Put it this way, Nella. You and me have worked in radio for so long, the inevitable had to happen eventually.
All right. We accept that.
The end, but I have great hopes for the future. You have great hopes for the future. It had to happen.
Do you think I lived that long, David?
Former air hostess will live for a long time. You know, I'd like to say hello to your daughter, by the way.
Oh, yes. I would say hello to Daddy as well. He left him at home.
Daddy David, one
Daddy
of the nice...
I hope
you're getting better, David. I believe you're not too well. And one of the nicest men you can meet.
He is a nice man, yes.
All right.
And so are you, David.
We'll talk to you shortly, because I know John is going to take you in with him between 6
oh,
and...
Oh, goody.
All right.
He's getting better around here.
All right.
Paul Davidson.
Paul Davidson, thank you very much for the good wishes from Manchester. What can I say? Now, to our telephone line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking to?
Maureen Kenny.
Maureen, delighted to hear from you.
I too am going to miss class terribly. You know, it's my favourite station. I listen to you all the time, especially at night. When everyone else is sleeping, I'm listening to class. I don't sleep very well. And, if you could play, I'm sure you probably have played it. I've been in town all afternoon. I'm very tired. But have you played a Happy New Year over a few times, I'm sure?
By ABBA.
Yes.
I'll get that one for you, all right?
Oh, that'd be lovely. It's for my friend Frank, who is now in the shower.
Right.
And my son Paul, who is going emigrating on Monday to Middlesex. It's not too far, thank God.
Not too far?
No.
Another one off?
Yes, and if you could include Paul and all my friends and relations, Happy New Year to you, to them,
right,
and to you all.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Class Radio. It's people like yourself that have made this station, and that's the honest to goodness truth.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. The history of Class Radio is after this.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
There we are, that's Frank Sinatra there, and the theme from New York, New York. With me is a man who I've been working with over the years, many, many years, and a man who last night, with a whole load of people, sadly closed down what I feel filled a gap in local radio, independent radio. Morris Nevin is here, and he's from Heartbeat Radio, and I understand that the members of Heartbeat are tuned this afternoon. I'm not going to say too much about them because I have something to say a little later, but Morris, you're very welcome.
Great to be here on the last day of Class Radio. And as you say, we've been working together for many years, playing easy listening music, not alone with various radio stations. We've been working together, and I'd just like to say, well, best of luck to yourself and to all the staff of Class Radio. It's great to be here today.
Yeah, it really is lovely to have everybody from Heartbeat here, because the hospitality that was shown to all of us last night was just incredible. The emotion up at Heartbeat just touched me. It touched me when I got home.
Oh, it was terrific night. A very, very sad night. It's the end of an era, and well, what more can I say?
Let's say hello to all the girls and Ziggies who are listening in. Hi, babies. Do you want to come down? If you want to drop down to us here, you are very, very welcome. And, well, I have something to say to Tony O'Hara, which I'm leaving till 5 to 6.
Yes, indeed. I have to say, I came here today and it says I have to play a special request for some wonderful people who've been very good to me over the past 2 years, to all the girls of Ziggies. And all the very best. Happy New Year to you all. From all of us here at Class and from everybody at Heartbeat FM.
And Morris Nevin, of course, here with us. Morris, I have to touch on this, I'm afraid, and you are a newsreader by trade, and you read a news bulletin one time, and it said as follows: the man was found dead but still alive.
That's right, I'll never live it down.
It's a pity you didn't bring down the recording. The man was found dead but still alive.
I think one of the other members of Heartbeat might be bringing it down with him later on.
Right, okay, I look forward to hearing that anyway. My goodness, we've piles of requests here. Suzanne Duffy with me here. Suzanne, Morris, yourself and myself actually worked in radio for quite some time as well.
We did indeed. David, enough of this, what has been before. I refuse to get morbid, I refuse to get upset.
We're not.
Precisely. All change hurts, so this is a change. We've had changes in the past. We're going to have more changes in the future. The best is yet to come.
That's right, we've had changes. Your hair is now brown. It was blonde. Right, now I want to get into the history of Class Radio. 29th of November, 1986, 98.5 FM became alive with music to beat the band. There was big bands, classical, orchestral, love songs, but no pop music. There was nothing like it. A radio station arrived called KLAS. There was to be a very limited chat with maximum music. This was the brainchild of one Hugh Hardy, a man who should be admired for bringing easy listening to Dublin. We thank him for that. A radio station catering for the adult market. A radio station that was needed in Dublin. The first voices heard on Class Radio were those of Al O'Rourke, who's an experienced presenter on radio over the years. Al has worked with ARD. He's worked with various different radio stations. A man who I admire for his style, commitment and energy. Nick Adams, a superb newsreader and presenter, formerly with the BBC. Reaction to this new radio station was incredible. Letters poured in from every corner of Dublin and beyond. Right through 1987, the station continued to gain listeners by the thousand. In late 1987, a setback for Class. Hugh Hardy decided he didn't want to be a part of it anymore. He wanted to concentrate on other businesses. So it was leased out to a group of businessmen who really didn't know much about radio. Myself, David Baker, I was involved at the time and decided, well, I'd take it on as manager. I did. I decided it was time for a change of style, and the station became Personality Radio, which created a one-to-one atmosphere, thus giving the listeners, with the presenter, as I say, a one-to-one Personality Radio. This worked a dream. The listeners loved it. So successful it was, they then commenced 24 hours a day broadcasts. Despite the continuing popularity of the station, another setback was to follow when myself, David Baker, went to RTE Radio 2 in the summer of 1988. This was for KLAS great in the sense one of their presenters was taken to the national station, but sad because of the arrangements which saw the station slump with nobody to lead. May 1988, KLAS was facing closure. A man from Talla, John May, sat up and saw the opportunity of taking a radio station from a disorganized one to a professional one. John May did this. He took a massive gamble. He took the station, what was a shambles, from the Dame Street area to the plush Harcourt Street, where the station now resides. The station changed its name from KLAS to Class Radio, giving it a new identity, still keeping up its easy listening format. New equipment was purchased to give the station a more professional sound. Transmitter engineers worked for days on improving the sound, thus giving you what you now have. The station employed the very best staff from radio over the years, who gave and had dedication to easy listening. After all, if you had no idea of this type of music, it wasn't worth working on Class Radio. This type of music, well, it was a hit. Names like Brian Lambert, Keith Shanley, Dave Cunningham, Mike Swan, Paul Vincent, Nella Allen, Joe Doherty, and many more people too numerous to mention arrived on the scene. A professional sales team was brought in, headed by a man, Chris Austin, a man who knew what organization was all about, led a sales team through great difficulty, and brought about wonderful sales for Class Radio, a man who should be credited and never be forgotten. Sales increased. Advertising agencies became very interested in what Class was offering. This never happened until May 1988. Just what would have happened if John May had taken the station 2 years ago? Class became involved with concern, and in less than 3 hours, one blustery Saturday afternoon, Class Radio raised more than £2,000 for charity. Its latest association is with the Children's Hospital in Harcourt Street. This association has meant a hell of a lot to many people. John May is a person who kept going what was a sinking ship. He has given his all to this company, and along with all the hard-working staff, created a happy and friendly atmosphere in Harcourt Street. Class Radio, tonight at 8 o'clock, will cease broadcasting for the last time. It will be very sad for many, many people out there, particularly people who live on their own, but it's a 2-year history that will be remembered by many people near and far. And I can tell you, it won't be easily forgotten. Class Radio, 98.5 FM, that is the history of the station. And one man only, has made it possible. Hugh Hardy started...